So great to be learning together. Sharei Oraz, highlights of the Daf HaShavua. We're going to focus on Yevamot Lamatet. A lot to discuss here with a lot of ramifications for what we do today, for our practice. The Mishnah, we'll start on the Mishnah, Amud Aleph, that speaks about that it's a mitzvah begadoli abeim. It's preferable for the oldest brother, surviving brother, to do Yibun. And there's a question in the Gemara, what do we say the same thing for Chalitza? If there's going to be Chalitza, no Yibun. Is it preferable that the oldest surviving brother do the chalitza? That's a machlok in the Gemara. At the end of the day, we do say that it is the oldest surviving brother who is the one that should do chalitza as well. Now, what's very, very interesting here is let's say if the older brother is in Chutz La'aretz, he's in Medinat Hayam, he's outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's going to take a while for him to get back. So do we wait till he gets back and do the mitzvah of Chalitza Yibum in a better way, or do we say whatever brother is there, even though he's not the oldest, and even though that's not the optimal way to do the mitzvah, you should do the mitzvah right away. So the Mishnah and the Gemara are very clear that you should do the mitzvah right away. As the Gemara says, Kol Shehui Mitzvah Lo Mashinan, that we don't delay performance of a mitzvah. Now, L'chora, you see from here a very important principle that when you have a conflict between the two following principles, rizim akdimim lemitzvah, doing the mitzvah as soon as possible. That seems to be an implication of this Gemara. You don't want to delay doing the mitzvahs, rizim akdimim lemitzvah, you want to do it as soon as possible, or doing it in a more beautiful way. So it seems rizim akdimim lemitzvah is better than doing it in a more beautiful way later. So this would be a nafkamina. Let's say if somebody has a brit milah, that if they do it early in the morning, not all the family members will do it, but let's say it's a nice summer day, nice long summer day, and you could still do the brit milah and get it in before shkia. Start 7:30 and people come to work. But if you can do it first thing in the morning, people are not going to be able to get there because it's because they have to get to work. So, which do you do? Do you do it later in a better way with Rovam Hadrat Melech, with more people, or do it with fewer people but do it earlier in the morning? So it seems clear from this Gemara that you should be doing it earlier in the Gemara, that the principle of Zuizim Akdimim Mitzvah beats out the principle of Rovam Hadrat Melech. So that's the more beautiful mitzvah. So earlier is better than beautiful, which is interesting. Lots of discussion may also have for Birkat Halvana. Is it better to do it earlier or later, when the moon is larger? It's also a Hidur mitzvah as opposed to Zuzi Makdimim mitzvah. Very interesting discussion. You also have here, and I would bet a lot of interesting discussions that mitzvah Yibum in principle should have preference over the mitzvah of Chalitza. And originally, the earlier Dorot that were on a higher level had Kavanah for the mitzvah, but now we don't do Kavanah for mitzvah. Therefore, we say that mitzvah chalitza has priority over mitzvah yibum. That's what seems the conclusion of the Gemara here. And this is the way that there's a long Tosfot, important Tosfot here, which quotes Rabbeinu Tam, says the halakha is like Abba Shaul, who believes that mitzvah Chalitza Kodemet in the current circumstances. This is the Ashkenazic tradition to follow Rabbeinu Tam. This is the Ramah. However, the Tosafot quote Rabbeinu Hananel, who rules otherwise, though he changes mind later on, goes back and forth, but the Rambam clearly rules that mitzvah, even today, mitzvah Yibum is Kodemet, and this is the way Shulchan Aruch rules, and this is the way that Rav Avad Yosef insisted that the halakha has to follow, because the Sephardic Rabbanim, when Medinat Yisrael was established, they wanted to make Ichud HaKilot. Everyone should follow the same thing regarding matters of personal status, and they eliminated Mitzvah Yibum. And Rav Uziel was the Sephardic chief rabbi at the time, signed on to this, and Rav Avadja, as a Dayan, refused to follow this, right in the Petach Tikva Beit Din, very early on in the 1950s, still a young man, and he ruled against the Rav Rashi, which is pretty bold. But Rav Masas agrees with him, and this became a kubal in the Sephardic world, that you follow Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, Rav Avadja, Rav Shalom Ashas, that no, that's it. That we, the Sephardim follow Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, that mitzvat yibum kodema, and that's it. Mitzvat kid yibum yibum kodemet, period. The Ashkenazim follow the Tosafot here. It's an interesting discussion. Finally, one very, very interesting point. Well, how do you find out that the husband or that person doing the chalitza and the yibum is actually a brother of the husband? Do you need a dim, or even a relative can testify, or someone normally who would not be qualified to offer testimony, such as an halacha, such as a woman? And this is machlok in the Gemara. The Gemara concludes that gilui milta ba'almahu, that this is something that if you just revealing information, then you don't need, it's not formal edut, because people, generally speaking, are not going to lie about something when they can be found when the lies can be detected. In other words, people are going to, will be tempted to lie when the lie is not going to be, when the lie is not discoverable. If it's a discoverable lie, people are not going to lie, and therefore you can, it's not edut, it's not formal testimony about something that happened, and it's not a discoverable lie. But if this person is you're going to say this is a brother, then people are not going to lie about that, because it can be easily found out. They say, oh, you lied in front of the Beit Din. And if you lied in front of the Beit Din, you ruin your reputation. People don't want to do that. So, milta davi legui, where a lie can be easily detected, that's not something where people are going to lie. And therefore, you don't need formal edu, you don't need formal testimony, even someone who's not a witness can testify in this case. A lot of very interesting things here in Yevamot Daf Lametet. Sharei Oraz Halacha of Sharei Oraz highlights the Shavua Daf Lametet. Wishing everybody a great day, a great week with much bracha, much b'riyut.